It's so nice to see somebody that's been on the show before. In fact, through the Detroit Economic Club, we've had Lori Powell on. She is principal, chief client officer, and I'm happy to say now also owner of NBS Commercial Interiors. Now, that part's new. Being one of the owners now is new from the last time we saw each other.
It is. So now, one of the majority owners at NBS Commercial Interiors. So
that's spectacular. And you were saying to me as we were getting ready, and I was making my notes as quickly as I could, you're about 95% women-owned business now?
We are. So first of all, I'm happy to be here today. but yes, so in the last few months, we completed our final stage of succession, and we are 95% women-owned today, and we're going for certification.
As a woman-owned business?
Correct.
And that will open the doors to more business for you from corporations and such.
It could, but I think the biggest thing that we are excited about is that we've always prided ourselves on being a company that executes for clients, and so we're going to continue that forward with the hope that we can grow our business as well.
Well, good for you. I should point out that Lori is the principal, majority owner, chief client officer, NBS Commercial Interiors, who run the largest steel case dealership in all of Michigan and Northwest Ohio, and that's a big deal. And Steelcase, we all know and love because it's a Michigan company, and we think of it as good quality. I mean, really good quality.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, I think Steelcase is known always for good quality, but I think the other thing that really separates Steelcase from others is the commitment that they have to research and insights on how people are interacting in space. And being able to bring that to our clients to help them earn their employees' commute back to the office.
Well, and there have been so many changes now, too, in this business. By the way, I was just looking in my phone just to make sure this was correct. I happened to call a guy and wish him a happy birthday. And I knew him at one point as president, CEO of Ford Motor Company, as interim athletic director at University of Michigan. And, of course, you know who I'm talking about, Jim Hackett, who used to be in charge of Steelcase.
Correct.
So it's just an amazing coincidence. It was just his birthday the other day, just so you know.
Happy belated birthday to Jim Hackett.
All-around nice guy, and it was great catching up with him. But meanwhile, today is a special day. It's the culmination of the Career Readiness Academy, where Detroit Economic Club members mentor high school students in career exploration activities. So what was NBS's involvement in that today?
So we were happy to have a small piece of involvement. We sponsored one of the schools, so the International Academy East, as well as Go Lightly. As a part of that, we had some team members who coached and mentored the students throughout the program and really just excited to expose these students not only to resume building, budgeting, LinkedIn, which is one of my favorite platforms, but also the commercial interiors industry to really just give us a little bit more visibility and help them understand all the things that you can be doing once you graduate college.
Let me just say, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but Lori Powell, you know, you kind of are doing the things that we were told weren't really possible and that you shouldn't feel bad if you can't be a wife, a mom, a leader, a principal, a majority owner, but you are all of those things at NBS Commercial Interiors. So how do you explain to others who are feeling overwhelmed, men or women, with so many responsibilities and still have to keep up the responsibilities of their family?
Well, I will tell you, I try to do it all. I don't do it all well all the time, but I think it goes back to what Mike talked about today, is that you have to have grit, right? And you are going to not always succeed, but you have to keep trying and you have to keep getting after it. And you have to look at this as an integration. So it's never going to be a balance, but it's got to be an integration of your family and your business and your community, and you have to do what works for you.
Well, I'm thrilled that it is obviously working for you, because you are, I'm not privy to all your family information, but everything else I've seen, you've been very, very successful at, and congratulations on that. And just a quick note that nothing has changed as much as the workspace over the last few years. I mean, totally changed. And space matters. And integrating the architecture, the furniture, the technology is an art in itself.
Well, I'm telling you, Paul, it's got to be about the overall experience, because people want to come back to something better than what they left. And so that's where we come in at MBS, is really trying to understand what a company's goals are and how can they attract the right talent and retain that right talent. And space is a small piece of that.
Well, and it's a big piece of it for people who have left the office and now are being asked to come back. And so you want to make sure when they come back, they actually sit down in their office little area, whatever it's called now, and they say, you know, this really works well, and it is easier to get work done here and more work done here than at home. I mean, that's what would be the ideal situation, I think.
Yes, and I think the biggest thing is getting people back to the office, because people want to come back to people. They don't want to come back to great spaces or the spaces that they left without other people being there. But it's got to be the right mix. So thinking about privacy for people, collaboration for people, so it's a true ecosystem.
Well, you offer it all, and I think that's what makes it so spectacular, and you so spectacular, running the largest steel case dealership in all of Michigan and Northwest Ohio as the principal, chief client officer, majority owner of NBS Commercial Interiors. Lori Powell, nice to catch up with you again. Keep up the good work.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
And I'm going to call you and get two office chairs for my office.
Let's do it.
All right. Very good. As we continue, In Focus at WJR.